Residential property prices rose on an annual basis by 8.6% in July, according to the latest figures from the Central Statistics Office. The figures also show that the number of property transactions is now back to pre-pandemic levels. Our economics correspondent Robert Short is with us. Robert, these figures confirming what most people already know, that property prices continue on the up and up.
Yeah, and I suppose they also confirm, Justin, that the property market has fully recovered from pandemic. And it's also, in fact, made a huge recovery from its low point in the years of 2012 and 2013, because we're now seeing that the level of price increases have brought property prices nationally 99% up from their low point in 2013. And in fact, prices in Dublin are actually just over what they were. They're just over 100% higher than what they were at their low point in February 2012. And I suppose the most significant figure from today's release is the one you referenced there, that the volume of transactions. We know that during the pandemic year, the volume of transactions was right down. But when you take the months from January to July of this year, and you compare it to January to July of 2019 pre-pandemic, and they're more or less the same, which shows you that the level of activity in the market has more or less fully recovered from the pandemic.
So what's driving all of these figures? What's driving the price increases that we're seeing referenced today?
Well, there's two things, really. One is the lack of supply. We know there's a record low amount of housing supply in the market. Some of that exacerbated by the pandemic restrictions, which prevented developments being completed. So that's one factor. It's an ongoing factor. The biggest issue really in the property market. And then the other thing, I suppose, is that again, I suppose, thanks to the pandemic, there has been record low interest rates, which, even though we have the highest mortgage rates in Europe, they have filtered down through the mortgage rates available. Relatively speaking, they're at their lowest they have been for decades, which, you know, squeezes a little bit more out of the long-suffering first-time buyer. But obviously, you know, the overall headline price increases that we're seeing here, taking another leap to 8.6%, it won't be good news to people trying to get their foot on the property market.
All right, Robert, thank you very much indeed for that. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.